House Bill 1091, an act to make compliance with federal selective service requirements a condition of obtaining certain driver licenses.
House Bill 1091, having had a second reading, so for final consideration, are there any remarks? Representative Adelstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a way of simplifying the registration for the draft for those between the ages of 18 and 26. Very simply, there will be a computer program furnished by the Selective Service Bureau to each one of our driver's license places. Those every time someone in that age applies for a driver's license, they will be able to verify very quickly, in less than a minute, at least that's Oklahoma's experience, in less than a minute, they'll be able to verify whether the person is already registered. This is a wonderful way to enable our young people to comply with the federal law so they don't find themselves applying for a scholarship or any other benefit at a university that otherwise would be denied under the law. We have no draft, so no one's signing up for the draft. This is a gender-specific bill. It's only dealing with men, but that's the way law is, because we don't require the registration of women, and so that's not to be an issue. If someone objects to military service, then that's not an issue either, because there's no automatic carry-on toward being in service. As the governor of Oklahoma said, it's reasonable to require someone to comply with the federal law if they desire to drive on the highways of Oklahoma. I think the same thing goes for South Dakota. I think it helps our people. In fact, there are 11 other states. Oklahoma had the experience of having compliance with law go from 91.5% to 99%. I urge the passage of this very simple implementation bill.
Further remarks? Representative Mel Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would have a question for the sponsor, if I could, sir.
State your question.
Let me just preface my question, Representative Adelstein, by telling you that in my district we have a Hutterite colony, in fact more than one, and they are recognized conscientious objectors under the law. I'm wondering, with the passage of this bill, if they get a card indicating they're conscientious objectors and are therefore able to renew their licenses, or if this in fact makes it impossible for them to renew their licenses, even though, like the Amish and some other groups, they're recognized conscientious objectors.
Representative Adelstein.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As it was explained to me, this is only a registration with the Selective Service. It's not any sort of agreement to military service. So conscientious objector status is not appropriate or inappropriate. The law makes no provision of one way or the other. We have no draft. There is no military call-up.
Representative Olson, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and I thank Representative Adelstein for that answer. I will oppose this bill today, not because I disagree with it, because I don't, but because these people who have conscientious objector status, frankly, do not have to register for the draft. They are excused from that. And with this bill, there is no way for that ethnic group in my community to be able to renew their license when they're within this time period, even though they're conscientious objectors, because by definition, they're not registered for the draft.
Further remarks? House Bill 1091. Representative Don Hennies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the body, I rise in opposition to this House Bill 1091. It certainly sounds like a good bill to vote for. Isn't my mic on? Okay, thank you. It certainly sounds like a good bill to vote for, especially after what happened on September 11th. We talk about the Selective Service and our obligation to support our country, fight for our country if necessary. But I think this is going too far. In my opinion, this is trampling on the rights of a right to disagree. That's one of the things that has made this country so great, is that we don't have to agree with one another, and the state can't tell us what to agree on or what not to agree on. Think about the flag burners. I certainly don't agree with that, But I have to respect their, and the Supreme Court has ruled that that's protected under the right to free speech in the First Amendment. I certainly don't agree with that. As a matter of fact, I have to grit my teeth to respect their right to do that. But I believe it is a right, and I think this is trampling on that same right. I'm wondering, so right now we're going to require, if they sign up for the Selective Service, they have to do that before they can get a driver's license. So we're letting them disagree with a caveat. What I wonder what the next caveat might be, and the next one after that. If we're going to start tying caveats to all of our rights, we're not going to have any rights when this is over. So I urge you to have the guts to defeat this bill, even though it might feel good if you voted for it. Thank you.
Further remarks. Representative Gordon Peterson.
Well, Mr. Speaker, ladies and gentlemen of the House, I got drafted before we had a driver's license law in South Dakota, so I don't really know what to do about it. I was with, back in those days, if you were kind of a nerd, you were a drip, you know. And I was an icicle, so I was a drip and got caught in the draft. You know. But today, all you have to do is register. Representative Olson, I think he's got a little bit of the cart before the horse. You have to register. If they call you, then you put in your status as a conscientious objector into the draft board and the draft people. Some of them are conscientious objectors that go into places where they don't have to fight. And the other ones, of course, do not go at all. Or if you do like did in Vietnam, if the you get your draft call after you once registered and you run to Canada, that's another story. But I think it's a good bill and should be supported.
Further remarks. Representative Bogalka.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I really appreciate Representative Adelstein. He has very good intentions here, but I have some doubts about this as well. Selective Service is a federal program administered by the federal government, I believe through the Post Office. Department of Commerce and Regulation is a state agency. I really don't think we should mix these two together. It looks to me like this is going to cause more paperwork, more time and money for our state, and I just don't feel this is necessary. I'm registered. I think I was the first one in our community when the law went into effect. It went down to the Post Office and registered. But to tie this together with our driver's licenses, I really don't think is necessary. It just could cause money and a headache. Thank you.
Are there any further remarks? Representative Marshall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just had a question for the sponsor. Do you know what the Representative Adelstein?
Yes, go ahead.
I was wondering if you know what, this is a federal regulation for this registration. Do you know what the consequences are for not complying?
Representative Adelstein.
No, I do not know all of them. I know that you're ineligible for a number of, for a loan, a school loan. You're ineligible for certain other federal privileges. I don't have that list. I can obviously get it, but you and you are in violation of a law of the land.
Further remarks, Representative Glensky.
Mr. Speaker and members of the House, I think the point that Representative Marshall brought up in her question is one that's worth thinking about. There are some disadvantages if you don't sign up for Selective Service, and they have to do with federal programs to enhance education, school loans, Pell grants, and so forth. Those are federal programs. It's a federal law with federal consequences. I agree with the representative who said it's just a shame to think that we're going to take something like our state driver's license and tie it into federal regulations. Most of the time, we're kind of upset at federal regulations. So I think it's really important to take something like driver's license that have no connection to the federal programs. They are state driver's license, and not encumber them with unnecessary federal encumbrance.
Are there any further remarks? Representative Monroe.
Mr. Speaker, members of the House, there's no federal law requiring a person to file with, and why? What are we doing putting a penalty if they don't? There's no. You don't go to jail if you don't file for Selective Service, and you don't You haven't anything done to you. Maybe you can't go to college. So that's not a penalty. It's just, at least not a private college or a public college. But there's no penalty for it. It's not a federal law. It's a federal desire. It's what they want you to do. And what we're doing here is making it illegal for you to have a license if you don't do something the federal government just requests. And this isn't even conforming to federal law. This is just making it illegal to not conform to their desires. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Further remarks? Does any member wish to speak before Representative Adelstein speaks a second time? Seeing none, Representative Adelstein.
Let me answer several of the objections that have been raised. When Representative Olson talked about exemption from the draft, that's absolutely true, but we have no draft. There is no draft law. There's a selective service registration. When when Representative Bogalka talks about using the state agency to enforce a federal law, that's absolutely reasonable because that's what we all are. We're all citizens of this country. As was pointed out to me, I'm a civilian aide, the Secretary of the Army for South Dakota. That's a specific military position that deals with the existence of a standing military. This is not that issue. This is essentially an inventory of young men between the ages of 18 and 26. It's required by federal law. And quite frankly, I think that it is reasonable. As the governor of Oklahoma had said, I think it is reasonable to require a person to comply with the law of the land if they're going to get to drive in this state. I think it's appropriate, and I urge the passage of the bill.
Further remarks?
Question of the sponsor, please.
State your question.
Representative Adelstein, how did you decide that this should be a penalty that you'd lose your driver's license and not say your ability to vote? Why wouldn't we say you couldn't register to vote in South Dakota if we didn't do this? How did you decide, in other words, what the penalty should be here?
Representative Adelstein, if you choose to answer that question, you may.
No.
Any further remarks? Seeing none. The question before the House then is the final passage to House Bill 1091. Those in favor of that will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will not the voting machine. Members proceed to vote on final passage, House Bill 1091.
Representative Jensen. All members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 26, nays 43, excused 1.
House Bill 1091, having failed to receive a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared lost. Representative Richter.
I give my notice of intent to reconsider.
Your intent is noted.